وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity,
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Salaam alaikum wa rahmatullah. This is Hossein Latifi and welcome to another episode of your program for humanity from IRIB English Radio. In this program, we were talking about the concept of human being in the Holy Quran and how Quran sees the perfection of human being in applying or having two elements. One of them was faith, the other was good deeds and righteous deeds. And in the last episode, we were talking about patience as a source and element necessary for the righteous deeds. And we were talking about different examples of patience in the Holy Quran. We talked about patience for worship and patience towards the mental attacks and or mental harassments that people create sometimes for others. In this episode, we should talk about other examples and situations in which patience is necessary for reacting in the best possible way. In one of them, in the Holy Quran, and it is interesting to see that Quran alludes to these discussions or these topics in different verses, and that is the patience in differences of opinions, or when you have different opinions from others, this is one case to show patience. The verse reads, وَأَتِيُوا اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَلَا تَنَازَعُوا فَتَفْشَلُوا وَتَذْهَبَ رِيحُكُمْ وَاصْبِرُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ. So, as you can see, the verse is addressing the community of believers, مُؤْمِنُونَ. And it says, you should first follow the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His apostle. And do not get into fight. Because if you get into fight, you will be weak. And that strength that you have, you will lose it. Wasbiru. And in all of this, you should be patient. Sometimes in the group that we have, in the family that we are, in the team that we work together, we should be patient. And we should, sometimes it's not bad to show a little bit of compromise. Some people, they understood it wrong. They think that they are strong if they always fight with it with others. They always insist on their individual preference. No, it has its position. Sometimes, yes, it's correct when the person or when the group or when that different opinion is far from another ideology, another thing that you cannot bear it. But once you're in a team, once you're in a family, once you're in a group, it's always to show that level of decency and patience in and helping to create that common and collective decision and collective will, determination to do things together. So this is one case or one verse that talks about this case. Another verse also talks about وَجَعَلْنَا بَعْضَكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ فِتْنَةً. We have made some of you fitna for others. أَتَصْبِرُونَ. We want to see if you are patient. This means that sometimes, because we have different opinions, there's one interpretation of this verse. I mean, there are different interpretations, but one interpretation is that being in a position that you have a different opinion than another person, but you have to work together, is a fitna, is a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in order for us to show patience in that situation. وَكَانَ رَبُّكَ بَصِيرًا. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees best and knows best about how people in different degrees show this patience. We will have a short break and we come back to continue the discussion on the examples and situations of patience in the Holy Quran.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. This is Hossein Latifi, and you're listening to your program for Humanity from IRIB English Radio. In the first segment of the episode, we talked about different situations of patients. Now we should continue looking at other verses of the Holy Quran talking about other situations and occasions in which it is required from us to show patience. So we said one of the cases was when we have different opinions with each other. This is truly a place for us or a position for us to show patience. Another case for patience is when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants something from us. In the previous episode, we talked about worship in particular, but this verse talks about following the wahy, the revelation. وَاتَّبِعْ مَا يُوحَى إِلَيْكَ وَاسْبِرْ حَتَّى يَحْكُمَ اللَّهُ. So it shows that if you want to live by the standards of revelation, divine revelation and wahy, or the value system that Quran presents, if you want to set your life based on that value system, you need to have patience. And you should not lose hope. You should not feel weak along the way. And another case of patience, according to the verses of Holy Quran, is being patient in trying to guide others. And we see that in the examples of the lives of the Prophet. Now, if you want to open that discussion, that would be a long story, how different pastors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed an unmatched level of patience in inviting their nations into the call of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Prophet Nuh alayhi salam for hundreds of years tried to convince his people about the message, and Prophet Ibrahim in different ways, and Prophet Musa alayhi salam, the complications that he had with Pharaoh first and then his people in different levels. And above all, Prophet of Islam sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he said, "Ma udhiya nabiyyun mithla ma udhiit." No apostle of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was annoyed and harassed like the way I was harassed in different ways. So and all of this happened towards the goal that they had, because they wanted to invite all people towards the perfection and the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is true for us as well, but not at that scale that the apostles had, but sometimes in the smaller scale. Like, for example, وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بَالصَّلَاةَ وَاسْتَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا. We have verses of the Holy Quran that urge us not only to take care of not only ourselves, but also the close relatives and family members that we have. So in this verse, it says, وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بَالصَّلَاةَ. Order or tell your family members to pray, وَاسْتَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا, and be patient in that. So this, be patient in that, could refer to Salat itself, or could refer to inviting your family members to Salat, and this is one duty that we have. And this is very important in different respects, especially nowadays. Some families, some of them don't know different complications in it. I think we should have another episode talking about this specifically, because it's one of the practical things that many people need. Inshallah, in the next episode, we resume from here talking about how we invite others to the righteous deeds and what are the preconditions of that, inshallah. Thank you very much for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
صلى الله على محمد صلى الله على النبي صلى الله على محمد وعلى